This is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Presented by Edmonton Motors.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
Whatever you want to say, white smoke from the Sistine Chapel, whatever you want to say, Justin Schultz is signed with the Edmonton Oilers. Oilers tweeting out just about 1 minute ago. Edmonton Oilers have agreed to terms with Justin Schultz. More details to come. Wow. That is an amazing result. And I know that early on, Edmonton was mentioned as being, a strong contender, and there was some surprise. Vancouver was likely the destination that people talked about, and then Toronto and the Rangers being the major urban centers, and obviously it was held in Toronto. And we got word later in the week that the Oilers had done a spectacular job, including Coffey and Gretzky and, you know, every other individual with the kitchen sink. But for them to get Justin Schultz is a major item. And now, as Terry Jones mentioned during our interview earlier in this hour, this looks like, you know, like we're talking about horseshoes of a major, major item here, because the Edmonton Oilers took the best player available at number one overall in the right winger from Russia in Yakupov, and passed on trading down possibly and picking up some picks and a defenseman who they could possibly slide in Ryan Murray right away. And when you do that, you're not addressing need, which you should never do in a draft, but it was very tempting. Now you've got the high scorer from the OHL in Sarnia and Neil Yakupov, and you've signed Justin Schultz out of Wisconsin, and an opportunity to slide him into the top four. The defensive depth chart now looks so much better. We talked about it this morning. Ladislav Smead, Jeff Petrie, Nick Schultz, Ryan Whitney, Justin Schultz, and Andy Sutton along with Theo Peckham. I wonder if they'll make another move. There were rumors earlier in the week about Mark Streit. He might, you know, be an addition for power play. Maybe Schultz is what they want to go with, and they'll add a more defensive-minded player. But that's a major item, a huge deal in front of July 1st, and I dare say that I don't think that there's going to be a lot of opportunity to do anything bigger than that this July 1st and maybe next July 1st, because the Edmonton Oilers now defensively, depth-wise, look outstanding. This is a team that has Oscar Klefbom on the way, Martin Marincin on the way, young Martin Gernat, who played here, is coming. David Musil signed earlier today by the Edmonton Oilers. They drafted a 20-year-old out of the Swedish leagues at the draft last weekend. They've got guys coming along, Colton Tubert, who they traded for. There's lots of talent and depth, but nobody who was necessarily readily available right now to come to the National Hockey League, and they solved that or covered that off with what was sort of a one-off. One doubts that this is going to happen anytime soon. A one-off opportunity to grab Justin Schultz via free agency. And if you're just tuning in, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, from the Edmonton Oilers, they've agreed to terms with Justin Schultz. We also have confirmation from Ryan Rashog and Dustin Nielsen and various other personalities from Team 1260. So it has definitely happened. The Edmonton Oilers have done it. They have signed Justin Schultz. And that happened just a few minutes ago. So excitement reigns for Edmonton Oilers fans. This is your July 1st celebration. The Edmonton Oilers put it through everything at them, the kitchen sink, and they won the day with Justin Schultz. Joined now by Andrei Osajenko from the Oilers Nation and various nation sites. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I wanted to just get initially your reaction to the Oilers signing Justin Schultz and winning something of a lottery with the other, seven teams involved.
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't cover the NCAA, so I know very little about Justin Schultz, but his numbers look good, and to me it looks like everybody's on Twitter and newspapers, and basically everybody who follows hockey is excited about it, so it must be good.
What you do very well, and that's follow Russian prospects, and you have a pipeline to some very important and big names, specifically this year's draft. Your interview with Igor Larionov with regard to Yakupov, Galchenyuk, and others was fascinating, an interesting piece. What was it like to talk to Larionov about those players and find out some inside information as you did?
Well, it was a dream come true, honestly, because Igor Larionov was one of my favorite players growing up. So, you know, I really enjoyed having a conversation with him. And, well, a lot of people told me that he's down-to-earth kind of guy, and that's what he turned out to be. So we had a great conversation for about 30 minutes before he watched his son play hockey. And, yeah, I was just really interested in what he had to say about, you know, what made him to become Ekupa's agent. Because you don't expect a guy like Igor Larionov, the Hockey Hall of Famer, to be in a hockey agency, right? So I think the fact that Larionov, with all of his, you know, character traits, became Ekupa's agent tells you a whole story about what kind of person Ekupa is.
You wrote another article with Yakupov on the 12th of June. I found it to be an absolute eye-opener, and for somebody who hasn't read it, I recommend it. It's called Neil Yakupov on Being a Muslim, Don Cherry, the Draft Combine, and Playing in Canada. And the one thing that really came through to me is how little we really know as Canadians, maybe about the area of the world that he lives in.
Well, yeah, and he was, this is exactly why it became newsworthy, because he tried to explain, he tried to make a joke, because there's two words in Russian, one meaning Russian as ethnicity, and one, you know, just a guy who lives in Russia. So, but there's only one word in English language for this, which is Russian. So Ekupa was trying to make a joke that you shouldn't, you know, because he was so fed up with all the questions about him, maybe leaving to Russia. So he tried to make a joke saying that he's not Russian, he's Tatar, but nobody understood who Tatars are. So he said, well, I'm a Tatar. I'm, you know, I'm of this ethnicity. We have this region and we're Muslims. So reporters picked the only word they understood, I believe, which was Muslims. And he came across saying, I'm not Russian, I'm Muslim, which created all sorts of confusion.
Well, and I recommend anybody who has not read your article to go to the Oilers Nation site, because it really is fascinating. And what we found out, Andre, since then is that he's a very engaging young man. He's very funny, and he does well with people, and he's got a very quick mind.
Yes, I don't know how well it translates into English when he speaks for himself, but I mean, if you even notice that, that must be good. But in Russian, he's just an absolute gold mine, should I say, of an interview.
Sounds good. You know what? Our time is tight, and I apologize with the Schultz situation. May I have you back in the next week or so, Andre?
Sure.
Okay, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
That's you know, and I do apologize for not giving him more time, but that's Andre Osajenko, and he's from Oilers Nation, and you can catch him on all kinds of things with regard to the Russian kids, including Neil Yakupov on the Oilers Nation site. Justin Schultz signed with the Edmonton Oilers and did it in a very nice, timely fashion, so we could wrap it up as part of the package, which I really appreciate. And so I want to thank my guest, Andre Osajenko. We also had Kent Wilson on the show, Terry Jones, and Tom Lynn, and this was an absolutely spectacular day. Thank you so much. Connor, welcome back from Vegas. I understand you won a couple hundred grand. Good for you. So enjoy that. Have a great long weekend, everybody. Woohoo! Edmonton Oilers signed Justin Schultz. If you're a fan, this is a good day.